It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Sometimes the most delicious, great meals you prepare stink up the house.
Man, ain't it the truth? And I have a problem with the smell of cooked food over time anyways. Like immediately when I'm done cooking, I just want to open up all the windows. I don't care if it's snowing, blizzarding out. I'm like, I need to get the smell of this food out of this house, even if it was delicious. Most delicious stuff is onions, right? Cooked peppers and onions.
Love it. Love it.
Cooked peppers and onions. For some reason, I don't know why, but in my house, it seeps into every wall. It seems to float upstairs into bedrooms. You're like sleeping and you wake up in the night and you're like, I smell cooked peppers and onions. I cooked them hours ago. That shouldn't be. So now I really am like Googling, trying to figure out the best way to get rid of the smell of the crab legs that Steve boiled last night.
I love crab legs. They're delicious.
He boiled, steamed them, whatever they, I don't know. There was just, and it was so much so that the windows were foggy, like the steam of these. So it literally like seeped into my walls and into everything. And now I'm like, I've got to get this out of here.
You know what I did recently, because my kitchen smelled bad, is I filled little vases with distilled white vinegar.
Okay.
And that helped because the vinegar is supposed to help.
I read that on Google.
And I just made that up with the vases, but it worked. I was like, I wonder.
So wait a second. Does your kitchen then smell vinegary?
No.
No. The vinegar absorbs the other smells and neutralizes?
It did neutralize.
Okay.
I will take the smell of vinegar over the smell of cooked crab legs, especially the day after cooked crab legs. So, well, but I got a lot of rooms in my house, so that's going to be a lot of jars of vinegar laying around.
Do you need some vases?
Some vases.
Can I interest you in some vases?
I don't need no vases. I'm over on the west side. I'll just stick them in little bowls.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Man, I just had the pistachio hit the back of my neck.
All right. He's verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
You ever eating something, all of a sudden you go,
always.
You go, because you're going to start talking, and right in the back of your throat.
Cinnamon does it to me every time.
Really?
And I'll be like, oh, because my kids are like, oh, no, she's eating cinnamon again, because it's always like...
Has it ever happened to you, you scared yourself so much, like life or death, like in a split second, like, you know?
Yeah. And like, who are you talking to? I'm like, yes. Any stupid stuff like that that could happen to you? Yes. I've been through it all.
I've turned blue over there choking. Something catches back on my, like a piece of popcorn. Right?
Yes.
And my wife's just like, what a ratty. Spit it out.
Like they get mad at you.
Yes, they do.
They're like, can you knock it off? I'm like, oh, I would love to. If I weren't gasping for air for my life.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, my body and my brain require oxygen, which I can't seem to get
TJ,
at this moment.
I am happy. I am not alone. You choke too.
I make my whole family angry.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it always happens at the worst times. Always.
Yeah.
Always. I get into a weird choking, coughing fit.
I apologize. No
okay.
More pistachios during the show. Man, it hit me right in the back of the throat when I started talking. Well, TJ and I are not alone. Hope you're very quiet over there.
It never happened to you.
No, it does happen to me. And that's why my family members have suggested I get my esophagus stretched.
What?
Girl, I've gotten that done. I've gotten it done and it's life changing.
I don't want to talk about getting my esophagus stretched. It freaks me out.
I got pictures I'll show you.
You have
they
pictures?
They sent you home with pictures of it.
Like before and after. Like
yes!
Here's your esophagus before. Here it is stretched.
And everybody who came over, I was like, you guys got to see my esophagus.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at what I was living with.
Well... similar.
Just why no one comes to visit me anymore.
Similar, I had the colonoscopy, right? And I left the folder on the counter with the pictures that they send you home with.
Yeah, they always send you little color pictures.
Little John, my son. What kind of caves were that? Was I on it? Was I born yet? What are you looking at? Oh, those aren't caves. Give me back that folder.
Is this Merrimack Caverns where we went?